Podcast, the All Football Cast, is here today. I am Lita McLeod.
I'm Mac Daddy.
I'm the Fox.
And do we have a show ready for you today? As you know, last episode we took you around the AFC and visited the teams that had quarterback changes in the offseason. This week, we were able to chat with Stacey Dales about some of the changes that have happened across the NFL this season, including quarterback changes, and we have her dark horse pick. Let's give it a listen.
Joining us today on the All Football Cast is Stacey Dales. She's from Collingwood, Canada, and now works as a reporter for the NFL Network. Welcome.
Thank you guys for having me. It's great to be with you, Eric and Lita and Mac. I hope we're recording now because this is going to be a spectacular podcast with you guys. I miss my Canadians and I'm glad to be with y'all.
Okay, we have a lot to discuss today, so let's get right into it. Thank you so much again for joining us. There have been a lot of QB changes this offseason compared to most. Which of the rookie QBs drafted this year do you think will have the most impact, and who is your dark horse?
Ooh, dark horse first. I'm going to go Mac Jones in New England. Why? Because he's obsessed with football. They got the guy they wanted. They didn't have to move in the draft. They got to sit right there in the middle of the first round and take the guy they wanted. I'm not sure what Cam Newton has left. I love Cam, but, you know, he had the COVID positive test last year. It really derailed him, but the injuries over the years, and he's really, Cam Newton, I should say, is dabbling just in a lot of, you know, different things. He's an entrepreneur. He's in fashion. He has a new, you know, talk show in Atlanta. I think it's called Sip and Smoke. I'd have to double check that. He has celebrities come on the show. They make unique cocktails and smoke cigars. So, not saying he doesn't love football. I just think Mac Jones really, really is all in right now. And I think that Josh McDaniels can really develop him, who's the offensive coordinator there. I think right now, when I look at the other rookie quarterbacks, you're going to see Zach Wilson play right away with the Jets. You're going to see Trevor Lawrence play right away with the Jags. I'm most interested in Justin Fields and when he becomes the starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears. Andy Dalton's the guy right now, the veteran, the decade-long veteran, but I just think Justin Fields and his upside and just this team going up 9 spots in the first round of this year's draft to get him was big.
So on that topic too, which quarterback that hasn't had a change of scenery do you think needs one and why?
Well, that's another good question. I'm most interested in the change of scenery of Matthew Stafford with the Rams, I would say. Another guy who's been in the league for just so long. He's so accomplished, you know, virtually the all-time everything in Detroit for well over a decade. I think it's an interesting change. I always think it's unique when veteran quarterbacks who haven't won Super Bowls and haven't had year after year of Pro Bowl or All Pro, but still have the numbers such as a Phillip Rivers, who's just retired, to back up a Hall of Fame career. Matthew Stafford has that. And so I'm interested to see the marriage between really he and his new head coach, Sean McVay, who is an offensive mastermind with the Rams.
Okay. So if you had to choose right now, who do you think in each division would win and why?
Oh, goodness gracious. This could be a conversation for a couple hours. I think it's a little too early to answer that. But what I would say is I think the perennial favorites to me really are the catalysts right now, at least for success. And so I think about Tampa. I'm actually looking at all the divisions right now on my computer. Gosh, I think Tampa again in the NFC South. I mean, right now the NFC West, I just, that to me is so up in the air as far as Kyler Murray and Arizona and all the changes in San Francisco. It's kind of a loaded one, Lita, but Kansas City, Buffalo, I think in the AFC side of things, Pittsburgh and Baltimore are always just such a clash there, but Cleveland and Baker Mayfield. I mean, there's just a lot of, I think what you have to do when you ask a question like that is go back and look at the playoff race from last year. And who were those, now that we've added another team in the playoffs, which is 7, who are those really top teams, but middle of the road and then the back end? Because to me, those are the ones that are building, such as a Cleveland Browns with Baker Mayfield and a really good defense. But I would ask you guys, what's the, how much do people love the NFL up in Canada?
More than the CFL, way more than the CFL.
Yeah, the CFL sucks.
Easily.
Well, you guys rock.
If you have time in the future, we would love to have you back on.
We will make it happen, my friends, okay?
Well, that was awesome. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule to join us on the AFC. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
I had a blast with you guys. Can't wait to do it again sometime.
Awesome. Thank you so much again, Stacy. You're incredible.
No problem, guys. Yes. Keep up that passion. I love it. Gave me some little energy boost of caffeine today.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, anytime.
Be well. Get this lockdown over with and have some fun.
Oh my God, Lita, that was amazing. I don't know about you, but I had such a blast talking to Stacy. To have somebody from the NFL Network join us was just incredible. And to hear her knowledge after so much time with the NFL, it's just absolutely amazing to hear her opinions.
It was so incredible. Like you said, I still can't believe that we actually got her and just how nice she was.
Yeah, she was great. She has a lot of knowledge, and I love that she still has a lot of Canadian in her and Mrs. Canada. That was awesome to hear. Great insights from top to bottom from Stacy.
Right, and one of those crazy insights, I don't know if you caught it, but the Matthew Stafford trade. He's been relocated to the LA Rams. Let's talk about the NFC West and the changes that have happened there. You have, of course, Russell Wilson. He's still with the Seahawks. Cardinals are keeping with Kyle Murray. Matthew Stafford has now joined the Rams. And Jimmy G, in a precarious situation with the third overall draft pick, Trey Lance, breathing down his neck with the 49ers. How do we feel about this division, guys?
Oh, I mean, that division, it always seems to be a very exciting division to watch and to have a quarterback play in. But to throw in a Matthew Stafford who played so well for so many years in Detroit, yes, they didn't have playoff success and they didn't get to where he should have been, but he definitely deserved better. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens with him. And like Stacy mentioned in the interview, Sean McVay is a mastermind at offensive football, so it will be really interesting to see that relationship.
Yeah, for sure. And I hate to be a bit of a buzzkill here, guys, but I think I'm most interested in Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. I mean, this is a kid who's got as much talent as any quarterback around the league, and this team has really started to trend in the right direction. So I think maybe they could jump higher in the division than anybody expects this year, despite the changes that other teams have made.
Yeah, I can see that too, now that you mentioned it, Mac. I mean, they're definitely a dark horse candidate, the Cardinals there. Personally, I am really interested to see how long Jimmy G actually lasts as the starter with the 49ers. The fan base is crying out for Trey Lance, and I think he's going to be on a very short leash, Jimmy G. Give it 2 or 3 games. If it doesn't go well, I can see Lance getting in there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, especially considering the fact that there were rumors earlier in the offseason that he might even be traded back to his old team, the New England Patriots. So like you said, I think it's going to be a very short leash, and I really don't expect him to be in there too long before they go to the rookie.
You know who else people didn't think was going to stick around too long and has made it to now his 9th NFL team? We're taking it to the NFC East with the Washington Football and Ryan Fitzpatrick Magic. He is now the starting quarterback for the Washington Football team. And of course, you got the Giants with Daniel Jones, the Eagles now with Jalen Hurts moving on from Carson Wentz, and the Cowboys get Dak Prescott back. How do we feel about the East, guys?
I mean, there's only one way that the NFC East can go, and that is up. They were the worst division last year by a long shot. The division winner had a sub-500 record and made the playoffs. So I think that these teams will just be really itching to try and get back into this and be a little bit more competitive than they were last year. I'm interested to see what Fitzmagic can do with Washington, because he has played very well over his career. He's just bounced around a lot, so it'll be interesting to see if he can build a relationship with that team and with the receivers and actually play to his potential.
Yeah, like you said, the division can't get any worse than it was last year. I'm pretty sure that was one of the worst years that division has ever had altogether. But if you look at the division, I mean, Washington, not a lot of people had them finishing with a decent record last year, and they still managed to do it. So Ryan Fitzpatrick is a guy that he's not spectacular, but he is solid. His biggest challenge is limiting the interceptions. And then if you flip to the Giants, they really need Saquon Barkley to be healthy. Daniel Jones looks to be trending in the right direction. The Cowboys clearly miss Dak Prescott. I mean, he's the reason that team does well most years, despite everything else they have. And another story I'm interested in is on the Eagles. If you look at Jalen Hurts, I was really impressed with what I saw from him in very limited action last year. If he can carry that momentum into this year, I mean, I would have to think most of these teams will be better.
We definitely hope they're going to be better because, yeah, last season was not good for the NFC East. None of the teams did well. For me, Daniel Jones is the one that I'm going to be keeping an eye on because that boy has also struggled with ball security. And I feel like he is also kind of on a short leash, not to the extent of Jimmy G. But continuing on our journey, we gotta head south. The NFC South had some changes with the Panthers trading for Darnold from the Jets, as well as Jameis Winston is now the man for the Saints. Tom Brady is back with the Bucks, and Matt Ryan is also back with the Falcons. How do we see the South going?
I mean, the NFC South is going to be dominated by Tom Brady. I mean, if you're in the division without a Drew Brees, with a Sam Darnold, and yeah, like that division, I think, is going to be just completely manhandled by the Bucks this year. I don't see Tom Brady and the Bucks having any issues, considering there is no Drew Brees in that division. There isn't really any competition for him.
Yeah, I agree with you, Eric. I just think the Buccaneers are such a strong team right now that will just be looking to carry the momentum from last season. The Saints are without Drew Brees. I don't know how it's going to go with Jameis Winston there. That's a big question mark. Sam Darnold is still a question mark. And the Falcons are really going in the wrong direction ever since they lost that Super Bowl. So the Buccaneers here, in my opinion, they're the clear favorite. And they may not win the Super Bowl, but they're winning this division, in my opinion.
So what I'm hearing is the NFC South is now the former AFC East with the Patriots and Tom Brady. Got it. All right. So we have one more stop to make on our NFC quarterback journey. That is, of course, the NFC North. Stacy, you did a great job pumping us up for this, but now we've got to talk about the Lions getting Jared Goff. The Bears apparently going with Andy Dalton as their starter, with Justin Fields, the 11th overall pick, waiting in the wings, as well as Nick Foles is still there. Green Bay, you have the Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love situation, and the Vikings have Kirk Cousins and a second round draft pick at the quarterback position as well, breathing down his neck. How do we think that the North is going to go, guys?
I mean, I think that the North is going to be a very interesting one to watch, especially depending on the Aaron Rodgers saga that's continuing to happen. I think that it'll be really interesting to see, like San Francisco, how short of a leash Chicago gives before they decide to try with Justin Fields. And then the other two teams, I mean, I don't know what Jared Goff is going to be able to do with the Lions, but I think that he's probably going to play a little bit better than Matthew Stafford. But it's the Lions after all, so not really high hopes there. And the Vikings, it's Kirk Cousins. You never know what you're going to get with him. So it's going to be an interesting division to keep an eye on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Packers are still the clear favorite to win this division, as they should be. We'll see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. We don't know if he's staying or going. Really not much new on that front. The team that I'm really interested in here, guys, is the Chicago Bears, because they actually had a really solid season last year offensively and defensively. But where they suffered is they didn't really get a lot from their quarterback. And if Justin Fields can step in, or Andy Dalton can have a good year, you know, this team has a chance, or at least should have a chance to win the division or be better than they were last year. The Lions, it's really hard for me to say anything positive about the Detroit Lions. I have a friend that's a Lions fan, and he's not a very enjoyable person when the NFL comes around.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't imagine he would be. More than a couple decades of bad luck for the Lions, that's for sure. Like you, Mac, I'm really interested to see how the Bears move forward. They have three quarterbacks in that room right now. It's very full, and the fan base is begging for Justin Fields to be that number one guy. Personally, I think that the coaching staff are going to wait probably about halfway through the season, so long as Andy Dalton does well. And then they'll start introducing Fields a little bit more. I think you'll almost see it similar to how Lamar Jackson was introduced with the Baltimore Ravens a couple years ago. As for the Lions, the only thing that I can guarantee for their season is that the team is full of ankle biters now, apparently. But that does it for us here at the All Football Podcast. Thank you for joining us today. Hopefully you enjoyed the show and learned a lot about what's coming up in the NFL. Also, shout out to Stacey. You rock!